You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you.
I believe that reflection is something that we do constantly and it never stops, even if you don't realise you are reflecting. It could be having a conversation with someone about what happened on your drive there, or, you know, what happened on your driving previously. And I think reflection is a great tool for learners to use, for drivers to use, for anyone that needs to reflect on something and learn from it and move forward.
Reflection as a tool, we know, is really useful for anybody who struggles with managing thoughts. So for anybody that has lots of negative thoughts or repeated thoughts, for anybody who needs to manage their mind, then reflection is a great tool to help you do this.
Yeah, and I think reflection, we tend to think of the bad things. You know, what went horribly wrong, and that's the first thing that comes to mind. But try and be a bit more positive with it. Ask yourself the question, what went well? What did you do that was good in your driving? And I think this is a real key point for me, is that people don't reflect on the good stuff. They could have done a 10-minute drive, fantastic, and then messed the parking up at the end. And all they will remember is that parking. And I just feel that there is so much good that's happened that we forget about that.
That comes down to being human. So as humans, we have something called a negativity bias. So it means that automatically we look at the negative side of things. So in order to focus on the positive things, we have to actually make an effort to do that.
And that's, I feel, is the hardest part for people to do. And especially if you're in that negative thought process anyway, you're always going to pick up on the negative rather than thinking of the positives that have happened.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go to basics then. Many people in their driving lessons may have come across something called a reflective log.
Yeah.
It's quite often that you'll hear driving instructors talk about reflective logs. And actually, I hear driving instructors say that they give out reflective logs, but their students don't use them.
I think it depends on the student. Some people love it. You know, some people, however they monitor their learning from that lesson, could be a mind map, could be a reflective log, like you say, or could be journaling. Whichever way suits that learner is fantastic. We mentioned the instructor hands it to the pupil to do, and I think that's great because it is about the pupil. It's not about what I think or what someone else thinks. It's about what you think about your driving.
For somebody who hasn't seen a reflective log or has never had this from their driving instructor, like you say, you can do it as journaling, you can do it as notes on your phone or written down. What sorts of things would you include in a reflective log?
There's a really simple one, and you can download it from the DVSA website, and I think it's on the Ready to Pass campaign. You can download one from there. But there's an even simpler one where you can just ask yourself three questions. And the three questions are, what went well? What didn't go so well? And what would you do different that would improve that drive if you had to do it again?
Okay, so that's three really basic questions, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think sometimes you can overcomplicate it, but the basis of it is start off with what went well. That puts you in that positive mindset anyway. And then think of what didn't go as well. So not potentially what went wrong, but just what didn't go as planned. And then how would you do it differently? What would you improve so that it gets to a standard where you want it to be?
Okay, great. Now, on our website, for people who've subscribed to the website, we don't call ours a reflective log, we call ours a learning log.
Yeah.
And so the sort of questions that we ask on ours include, well, we ask people to do reflection in advance of their lesson, so to help them prepare for their lesson, as well as reflecting after the lesson. There's a few more, a couple of extra things that if you're struggling with your driving confidence, that actually you might find these extra questions useful.
Yeah, definitely.
So some of the sorts of things you might consider are reflecting on your mood and your emotions before, during and after a lesson.
Yeah, definitely. How are you feeling at the beginning?
Yeah.
How are you feeling after that first drive? How are you feeling now at the end?
Yeah, and remembering back to that detective work episode, the way that you're feeling, your mood and your feelings will have an impact on your driving behaviour. So reflecting on that could be really helpful.
Yeah. So we've also added in a reflection on your lesson as well. So again, a bit more detail about your lesson that you've just had, where you, again, it touches on what your thoughts and your feelings are.
And when you're reflecting on the lesson that you've just had, thinking about how you would like to prepare for your next lesson.
Yes, and so that you can actually prepare for your next lesson or your next drive. So you come to the lesson prepared. And this is what I've found out with my students. They're more likely to have success or have light bulb moments if they come to the lesson prepared and they've prepared the lesson. So we've chatted about what we're going to be doing the next lesson. So they can write out a story, they can write out a mind map, or they can answer the questions, bring it to the lesson, and then we just go through it very quickly, and then off we go. And again, I'd say most people that do this, when they start to drive, actually have done the mental rehearsal already, because they've reflected on what they want to do.
Yeah, and also reflected on what they need to find out.
Yep.
What's still worrying them.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, helps open up that conversation with you.
Exactly. But it also highlights what skills they've already used in the past that's going to help them for this task.
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.